With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony Jaskolski of Horse Racing Nation and as well as the Pittsburgh Sports Report. And Anthony, I understand you were out hitting the golf ball around a little bit today. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, EZP. On this scorching hot day, on this scorching hot Friday, I was doing 18 over at Indian Run. And I'll tell you what, I had a nice I was just atrocious on the front nine, but back nine coming in, great stuff, man. I'm telling you, I'm getting better. I'm pulling it together, Paul.
Yeah, did you guys? Did you have your big booming 300-yard drives today?
334-yard drive on it was hole number nine. I hit the green out there. So I still got the Bryson DeChambeau-esque drives, you know, because I'm a heavier set guy. So you know, I'm using all the upper body strength. But then that's it. You know, I hit the green, Paul, and then I bogeyed. So I should have eagled, but instead I bogeyed it. So I think I managed to four putt my way to futility, because that's just how it goes. You know, you get one facet down and the other two, you don't have it.
Yes. Well, someday soon here, we'll get out at Manor Valley, hit the ball around, or get out at Cedarbrook, hit the ball around, and we'll have a good time, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I think you were supposed to play with me at Manor Valley like 2 weeks ago, but you had like a hangover or something, I'm assuming, right?
I mean, bro, you know what, you can't expect this guy to be up and awake on a Sunday morning. It's just not happening these days. You know, I got to do while I'm young and Polish still. So, I was rocking it till the wheels came off that Saturday night. But maybe we get a weekday. Definitely get out there Friday or Saturday.
No, you're right. Like I said, we'll try and do better with you. But that day at Manor Valley, we had a great time. So, we'll do it again soon. Anthony, we've got, you know, some sports going on. We've got golf. We've got some things this weekend for people to bet on. What are you looking at this weekend to sort of scratch your itch, so to speak?
All right. Well, you know what? There's we had really depressing news that I believe it was six or seven total states that are allowing wagering on the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and unfortunately, Pennsylvania was not one of them. Now, if you're really itching to bet on, guys scarfing down swine, you could go over to New Jersey. Those wagers are legal over there. For us PA residents, we're going to have to stick to the old school way of going offshore for those bets. Right now, Joey Chestnut is at, let's see, Bookmaker and Bovada and Odd Shark. He's minus 15.5 hot dogs. So if you're betting on him to – I can't believe I'm saying that with a straight face this whole time. But, yeah, if you want to bet on him, it's you want to take minus 15.5. He's got to have 16 or more hot dogs ingested as opposed to the next – runner-up, if you will, the second-place finisher.
He's got to win by 16 hot dogs.
He's got to win by 16 hot dogs, Paul. You think you could pull that off? You think you could beat anybody in a hot dog eating contest?
How long do they? How long do they have to eat these?
I honestly could not tell you the rules. I don't know the policies behind it all.
2 minutes or something?
Yeah, it's something like that. Something.
Yeah. I don't know that I could eat 16 hot dogs in like a week, much less a minute or two or whatever guys do. Much less beat somebody by 16 hot dogs. That's disgusting.
No, it's absolutely disgusting. It's just so vile. But yeah, 16 hot dogs. I don't know. What do they call it? A reversal of fortune. I think that's what happens when you throw it up. So yeah, I think I'd have that go down by then. But for the less piggish of us, there are we got NASCAR, we've got golf, and I do have a golf winner for the Rocket Mortgage. I know that Webb Simpson had just an absolutely incredible day, and I was actually hoping that a golfer would do something like this. I think Webb had 8 out of his last 12 holes he birdied, so he managed to get himself all the way. He jockeyed all the way to first position as far as the odds are concerned. But right now, I'm telling you, you can get him at 3-1 right now. Bryson DeChambeau, this guy has been on fire lately. I mean, he's driving the ball like an animal. The guy packed on 25 pounds just to get more oomph on his ball, and it's paying off. Six out of his last 10 starts, if you will, he's finished in the top 10. And he's coming so close every time. He's on the cusp of winning one of these tournaments. He's going to finally get it. He's going to get it this Sunday. And a 3-1 odds right now on him because of what Webb Simpson did is fantastic. And you got to take that. That's worth the action. So that's one play.
Good play. All right, what else you got?
Well, okay, so we're going to go to NASCAR. We got the hand sanitizer 400 ball. The hand sanitizer 400. And the ones I've been circling on here, and believe it or not, I've been on quite a heater with NASCAR. I don't, you know, I'm just learning still how to handicap this, but it's working out pretty well. The last winner we had on the show, I picked Eric Amarola to finish third, and he did it doing so backwards while wrecking. So, hey, any way you can get them across the finish line. But the Ford manufacturers have won 7 out of the last 12 over there at this particular racetrack. And I think that they're going to pull that one off again. And the price right now is on Kevin Harvick. He's at 4-1. But I'm going to go one more down from that. I'm going to go with Brad Keselowski. Brad Keselowski's been pretty darn good at this track. He's 8-1 right now, so he's worth the price. Anything under 8-1, I wouldn't take it. I don't think it's a good value. We can get him for 8-1 to win. We can also get him at top 5. He's still plus value. I think you can get him at about plus 125, something like that. So that's also a really good play. I think between Logano, Keselowski, and Harvick is going to be the winner. So you narrow it down to 3. I like my chances with Keselowski on that track. So that's another one.
Well, okay. You got any other plays for me?
All right. So we're going to bang out a trifecta with this one, with the peculiar sports. But we're going to go with horse racing in this one because Belmont's having a huge card. The Stars and Stripes card. I've been there. I got to go to 3 out of the last 4, and it's just magnificent racing up there. You got the Met Mile. All in all, you have 6 graded races. But the one I'm circling at is going to be the Met Mile, which is a big one, and that's going to be Code of Honor. Code of Honor, I'm sure people remember that horse. He was the one who was supposed to win. Well, not really supposed to win, but supposed to finish top 3 in the Kentucky Derby, supposed to finish top 3 in last year's Preakness, all that. Underachieved a little bit, and a lot of people, you know, like to call this horse out for not being feeling very uncomfortable on one turns. But I think at Belmont, you're giving him the right steam. I think this one turn is going to be a little bit different than the other ones he's used to facing. And we're going to get really good odds of him at 5-2. For Code of Honor, if you look at odds like that, 5-2, I mean, that's really good considering the pedigree of this horse, considering who's on board this horse, who's training this horse. So we're going to go with Code of Honor to win that race. And then in the race before that, the Suburban Handicap, we're going to go with Instilled Regard, who's the one horse. So those are two winners right there. Back to back, hopefully.
Okay. So you just gave two horse racing winners. And, of course, I've actually had people ask me this, Anthony. So please help people that need this question answered. Why can't they bet on horse races on their normal betting apps?
Okay, so you can't do that because it's parimutuel wagering. Parimutuel wagering is much different than just the standard betting, because standard betting services like DraftKings, what have you, that is the sportsbook themselves paying you out. If I go ahead and put, $1,000 on Bryson DeChambeau, he hits. The sportsbook at Meadows or Rivers or wherever I went to do that wager, they have to pay me that out. Now, parimutuel wagering is pool wagering. That means that we're all betting in this together. So really, we're taking all of each other's money, and we're getting it on the winner. That's why odds drive down so low. All of a sudden, you'll have an 8-to-1 horse. He gets into the gate, and then, boom, they're off. That horse went down to 4-to-1. That's because somebody put a lot of money on that horse. So it's basically us just going. It's a massive pull is what's happening, and it's all us going against each other.
Is there anything to the fact too that they want you to use the OTBs and the tracks to bet?
Well, I mean, FanDuel teamed up with TVG and Betfair, so they have their own system now. I mean, you still have to get a account through TVG, but they're partnering with FanDuel. So you do have places like that are doing that. But no, like if you go to the Meadows, downstairs is the sports or is the horse racing book. Upstairs is the sports book. They're completely different. One's getting their lines from DraftKings, another one's just standard off-track betting. So they're completely different things, two different venues.
Speaking of which, I'm assuming the Meadows is still open because it's Washington County, correct?
It is open. It absolutely is open still. I'm not sure what the policies are or anything there. I haven't seen much of a difference. When I went in there a couple weeks ago, didn't see much of a difference, for the before and after through COVID. So, yeah, they're still operating and open for business if you can't manage to, bet on your app. But there are plenty of apps out there. You could go through Twin Spires. You could go through TVG, ExpressBet, UniBet. There's so many parimutuel wagering apps out there. I mean, you would have to be without cell service, and desperate and close to the casino if you really got to get there. To the sports book.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess. Last one for you, Anthony. Is there any KBO going on this weekend that you're interested in?
There's KBO going on, and there's some shadiness in the KBO world. Now, I don't have any picks for anybody, but there's a heck of a story out of Vegas where BetMGM messed up on their self-service kiosk. This happened last week, and it happened between the hours of 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., Now, what went down was whoever was putting manual entries into the self-service kiosk didn't account for a three-hour time difference. So while they put these bets in, you could still make these wagers on the kiosk. They were in the fifth and sixth inning, all these games. So naturally, people who saw that jumped on it, and about 50 wagers later, BetMGM – and most of this happened at the Bellagio. They're looking to pay out $250,000 people who caught up to this to that malfunction. One guy put in a 10-leg parlay of all the winning teams, obviously, because he had a six-inning head start, and they owe him, I think, a cool $128,000. Everything's on hold now, and the Nevada Gaming Commission's. They've opened an investigation into it. I don't know if these guys are going to get paid out, but it's definitely an interesting story to follow. If people are just sitting there just waiting for something like that to happen, and they got it. Errors still happen out there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, again, there's always some of those little glitches. But, Anthony, I appreciate you taking some time, buddy. And let's hit them one day here soon.
Absolutely. And Instilled Regard is in the Manhattan Stakes. I said that wrong. Manhattan Stakes. We're taking the one horse. So now you know.
There you have it. All right. Thanks, Anthony.
All right.
It's the Paul Zeiss Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.